Watch, Palestinians riot again at Al-Aqsa Mosque, Israeli Police Center compound. By Joel B. Polak on May 21, 2021. Palestinians rioted again Friday at the Al-Aqsa Mosque, hurling stones and incendiary devices. And Israeli police enter the Temple Mount compound to stop the violence and disperse them, the same pattern that the Hamas-Palestinian terrorist group used as a pretext to launch a war with Israel 2 weeks ago. Video of the confrontations emerged, with anti-Israel media falsely claiming Israel had attacked worshippers at the mosque, which, despite being an Islamic holy site, is used as a base for rioters. The Times of Israel noted that Hamas had called for a day of rage at the Temple Mount. 15 Palestinians were reported injured. The Jerusalem Post reported, Israel police clashed with Palestinians on the Temple Mount on Friday afternoon, firing tear gas and rubber bullets, according to Palestinian media. Israel police stated that a riot broke out on the Temple Mount with hundreds of youth who threw stones and Molotov cocktails at police officers. Jerusalem District Police Commander Doron Tergeman ordered police to enter the Temple Mount and handle the rioters near the police station, while allowing those not involved to leave the Temple Mount. False claims about Israel attacking the mosque 2 weeks ago, on the last Friday of Ramadan, inflamed Muslim public opinion throughout the world, and were hyped by anti-Israel critics in general. On Friday, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu thanked the Israeli people for their resilience in the conflict. Joel B. Polak is senior editor at large at Breitbart News and the host of Breitbart News Sunday on Sirius XM Patriot on Sunday evenings from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. ET, 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. PT. He is the author of the new ebook, The Zionist Conspiracy, and How to Join It. His recent book, Red November, tells the story of the 2020 Democratic presidential primary from a conservative perspective. He is a winner of the 2018 Robert Novak Journalism Alumni Fellowship. Follow him on Twitter at @JoelPolak.